This is KUT. Mayor Steve Adler says he wants to knock out in one blow two major Austin problems, traffic congestion and soaring housing costs. KUT's Nathan Bernier explains.
Mayor Adler says encouraging more housing density along major streets such as Airport Boulevard, Riverside Drive, and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, etc., could lower housing costs by increasing the supply of homes, and that could have the effect of reducing commute times for people who live in those densely populated areas, he says. The mayor's plan calls for upgrading traffic signals so they could be controlled remotely, improving traffic lane design and beefing up public transit, bike trails, and sidewalks, and doing that along those major streets with affordable housing in the mix to create what Adler calls smart corridors. The price tag for this proposal, $720 million. And $420 million of that, Adler says, would have to be approved by voters in the form of a bond election. Adler calculates that would result in a property tax increase of about $5 a month for the average homeowner. Adler's proposal does not address I-35 in central Austin, which is the most congested roadway in Texas, according to the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Adler says he likes a proposal from Democratic State Senator Kirk Watson to lower I-35 and add a managed toll lane. Watson says that could be paid for without new bonds by doing things such as diverting future property tax increases near I-35 toward paying for the improvements and using some of the money expected from the MOPAC toll lane already under construction. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.